This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Graham's new message titled, Arise, Take Your Place. There are some things on this earth that absolutely have to be changed, have to be prayed out, and have to be done by a church that is rising to her place. We will have to come up to this place and aspire to move in the plan for the Church of Glory. Listen now as Sister Billy shares about this place and how we must rise to this higher realm in God.
Lord is so intricate, and things are so intricately connected. Verse 10, and Yaakov went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place. The Hebrew Bible translates this, he encountered Hamakom. He happened upon it. He encountered this place. He didn't know that he did, but he happened upon it. And when he did, the same thing happened to him that happens to others in that very spot. The prophetic came upon him, and he had a prophetic dream. And so he lighted upon Hamakom. He encountered Hamakom and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of Hamakom and put them for his pillows and lay down in Hamakom to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. You know, looking over into the millennium and past, heavenly Jerusalem is going to come down over earthly Jerusalem. And there will be interplanetary travel. So one day you'll join the angels at this place, ascending and descending. I like it myself. Won't have to go through regular airports. Hallelujah. Verse 13. And behold, Jehovah stood above it. It's a special place. And he said, I am Jehovah, God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Yitzhak. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Guess what land that is? That's the Temple Mount. That's the rock where the dome is. And Jehovah got up off the throne, looked down the opening, and said, who gets that Temple Mount? And all of earth would be better off tonight if they would admit it. But they don't, because the last battle of the age, we're told in Zechariah 12 and 14, is the battle over Jerusalem. And already tonight, they're taking up sides. Who should get it? End of verse 13. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. He speaks more things about children of Israel. And then Yaakov says, verse 16, and Yaakov awakened out of his sleep, his prophetic dream, and he said, surely Jehovah is in this Makom. Remember, it's going to be the place of his Shekinah. It's going to be the place of his habitation. And I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful, and actually the Hebrew word is translated awesome. We use the word awesome like, there's only one thing that's awesome, and that's God. The word awe means full of God. Awesome. Dresses are not awesome. That's an awesome dress. No, it's not. Unless you're in it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this Makom? And that Macomb is awesome. And all the world tonight is heading toward a date at that Macomb for the final battle of the age. Verse 17, and he was afraid. I'm sure this is the reverence of God. How awesome is this Macomb? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. He anointed the rock on the Temple Mount. And he called the name of the place Bet-El, which means house of God, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. Verse 22, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a tenth to thee. Moving from Abraham, moving from Isaac, moving from Jacob, on over to Moses. Moses instructed the people, don't you worship God under every green tree. You've got to find the place. You have to find Hamakom. So they looked for it. And David said, turn to 132, Psalm 132, 5. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find Hamakom. He's not just looking for any old place. He's looking for the one Moses talked about, which is the habitation of God. I will not sleep until I find Hamakom for Jehovah, an habitation for the mighty God of Yaakov. And so he looks for it. And if we had time, we would. It's quite an interesting study how that Satan provoked David to number Israel. And David finds the threshing floor of Onan the Jebusite. And these scriptures are, if you want to read them, 1 Chronicles 21, 1, 1 Chronicles 1, 15, 18, and 20. And verse 22 mentions Hamakom. This is the Jebusite threshing floor of Onan. He thrashed wheat and took in a harvest at this threshing floor. It is the place of judging the harvest of the whole world. All harvests will be judged on that threshing floor of the Temple Mount. David purchased it. It's one of the four recorded purchases in the Bible. 1 Chronicles 21, 22 through 24 records the purchase. And there on that threshing floor, he offered an offering, and God answered by fire. He knew he had the place. 1 Chronicles 21, 26 through 30. David said, this is the house of Jehovah God. 1 Chronicles 22, 1. And he received the pattern to build it. 1 Chronicles 28, 11 and 12. But it was his son Solomon who built the temple at the Macom. So if you'll turn with me to 2 Chronicles. Brother Hagin said, are you there or have you gone home? Say something every once in a while so I know you're breathing. Second Chronicles chapter 5. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things David his father had dedicated. He assembled all, verse 2, the elders of Israel, the heads of the tribes, everyone was there, millions of people, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore, all men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast, which is in the seventh month. So they came at the Feast of Tabernacles, which will be 15 days from now. So you can see it was in September or October. Verse 17, and the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of Jehovah unto its place, Macomb, to the oracle of the house of God into the most holy, under the wings of the cherubim. Verse 11. And it came to pass when the priests were come up out of the holy place, all the priests that present were sanctified, about 4,500 of them. Also the Levites, the singers, all of them of Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, with their sons, their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. And it came to pass as the trumpets trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking Jehovah. And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and hallelujah, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," they said, "Hallelujah, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of Jehovah, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of Jehovah had filled the house of God. Woo! I was working for Kenneth Hagin in the 70s when God said to him, "It would behoove you to look up every scripture in the Bible on glory." And he did it. And sometimes when the Lord told him, he'd just read the scriptures. And every time the Lord told him that, there'd come a place in the room where the manifested glory of God would come like a cloud, might roll in like a rolling cloud from the back. And Brother Hagin knew, he never told it publicly, but we talked about some of these things, that this chapter has got something to do with the glory manifesting in our temple. And he never started a service, never, that he didn't have the crowd say, "For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever." And I understand Brother Keith did that this week. "For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever." I like to say it in Hebrew. You say it after me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Stand up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam chasdo.
And really, they probably sang it. And the Levitical priest would wave a white cloth, yes, and erect it. And then they would answer as they sang. They would sing it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki
leolam chasdo. Hallelujah. Ki tov. Ki leolam chasdo.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled Arise, Take Your Place. This new 8-tape cassette album is now available for only $40. To order this series, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Graham Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Graham Ministries, Shalom.